This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Joe Holloman of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Sarah Daly is returning to television and will soon start as the weekend morning anchor at KTVI Channel 2 there in St. Louis. She will also report stories for other weekend casts. This is of interest to us because Daly confirmed that she will also keep her job as public liaison for the West County EMS and Fire Protection District, which is a public tax-supported entity with elected directors. She described that job as her number one priority. When asked about potential conflicts of interest, Daly referred questions to her news director, Audrey Prywich, who said that because the station is aware of Daly's other job, we're even more cognizant of bias because we don't want to appear to have any kind of bias.
Yeah, well, my first thought was they must be really desperate to keep her because we're really treading into some very murky ethical territory when we have a journalist working for some public entity as a PIO, public information officer, and then also as a newscaster.
I think it's not a good idea. I don't see the benefit of this. Now, yes, you can say that she may be a very good anchor, and my suspicion is that since she's a known quantity in the market, that their hope is that it will help attract viewers, which it very well may do. In addition, it's certainly possible that there isn't going to be any problem with this and that on the rare occasion they do cover a story on it, they push it off to the other anchor or they're just super careful and there may not be any problem. However, it's the issue of the appearance of impropriety or the possible conflict of interest that creates an issue. And that is that you know, if someone wants to believe that there's something wrong, it has a built-in problem with it, and it's going to be one that's going to be very difficult for them to escape. And the question, I think, becomes for the news organization, is it worth it?
Yeah, and it's really easy to say they're going to push a story off to the other news anchor. What if there isn't another news anchor that day? Because I've worked in the business, and there are occasions where people are on vacation, and it's just a single anchor show. Does that mean that you kill the story and wait to do it because she won't report on it or she can't report on it? What are they going to do in that situation?
What's her responsibility if some sort of scandal arises with this EMS and Fire Protection District? Something newsworthy arises with this district. Well, where does her responsibility lie? Is it to protect the district or is it to report news that is of interest to the public that's paying money to support this district?
Well, I mean, she says outright her number one priority is the public entity.
So why do you have a reporter who's going to suppress a story?
Yeah, I mean, the news director does say not everything you do works out, and we hope this will. So this is testing the waters. But again, you're treading into a really kind of scary place for journalists.
Are we sort of in that place here? We're all Western Illinois University employees, and we have to report on things good and bad that happen at Western.
Yeah, I definitely think that we are faced with dilemmas all the time, but our number one priority, I would think, at least mine is to make sure that journalism is done and it's done correctly. And whether or not that has a negative outlook for the university, that's journalism, and that's my job here is to teach how to do journalism.
Also, I would say that in a perfect world, no, we wouldn't be employees of Western Illinois University. But, you know, for the survival of the station, that is the best way for it to be set up. And I think maybe the big difference, though, is that her job with this district is to put a good spin on information and to make the district look good and to minimize damage from any negative things. So her job is to specifically do the opposite thing that what she's paid to be done by the TV station in some regards. Mm-hmm. Our jobs at Western are not – I think it would be wrong if any of us were in university relations and our job was to communicate the good news of the university, because that's not in our job descriptions. Mm-hmm. Our job is to be an educator, a journalist, and a manager. So I think that there's that is different. However, it is a very valid point that you know, you can dissect this down to its most minute place and say, well, you know, Rich Egger, you're a taxpayer in the city of Macomb. How can you objectively report on tax issues at the Macomb City Council when you pay taxes in the city of Macomb? And, you know, so I think that ethics is not easily compartmentalized, mm-hmm. and it's not black and white. It's shades of gray along a continuum. And I think that healthy discussion can be had about where you fall on that. And maybe someone at this TV station could make a good case for why it's okay. I have a hard time believing that. I think it's taking an unnecessary risk considering two things. First of all, considering the low esteem that so many journalists are already held in and the media is held in. And number two, it's not like there's a shortage of people out there who would like to work at that station.
Right.
So those are my two arguments. But again, you know, maybe they would be able to talk about why where they see it falling on the continuum is different.
It's a real roll of the dice by this station, I must say. I remember interviewing at a college, oh, this was probably 20 years ago now, and they asked me how I would handle, for example, a teacher strike at that school. And I laid out, you know, the sort of steps I would go through. And then they told me, no, you would not do that because we do not report on those types of stories that happen at this college.
Wow.
And that is something that gives you pause about whether you would accept the job if it was offered, which it was offered to someone else, as it turned out. So I didn't have to make that decision. But, you know, that's a tough quandary there.
Yeah. When I was hired for – well, when I was undergoing the interview process at this school, I was asked, would you put on a story that could be controversial at the school about the school? And I said, yes. I mean, that would be my job, is to teach journalism. And I would make sure that the facts were correct. I mean, we'd be doing double checking there, but it's going to go on. If we believe that, you know, we've done the groundwork and we've done a good job with it, it's going to happen.
And this is the position that this station is in, though, is that even if they – let's say they do an investigative series on this district and
yes.
expose a whole bunch of things and they really are doggedly – it's still the, well, are we getting the whole story because you have someone on the payroll that also works for the spin? Or if they're doing a story on her, are they going to interview her?
Hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
even if it's not in the weekend show, if they're interviewing her for a story that's during the week, is your weekend anchor going to show up as a source mm-hmm. in one of the stories that you report during the week?
She's their public liaison.
Yeah.
And theoretically, as we know with spin doctors, mm-hmm. if something bad is happening – for example, at this fire protection district, you try and protect those elected directors. They don't speak about bad stuff. You see them on television or in the newspaper or hear them on the radio when there's something good. When there's something bad, you have that public liaison as sort of a firewall who is the face of the district when something bad is happening. So that's a great point, Jonathan. Is she going to be the person they interview if
yeah.
you have some sort of scandal or in-depth investigative series of some sort?
Yeah, the more and more we talk about this, the more I don't like this at all. There are so many different things that could come into play to make the station look bad. And there are many stations that don't even let their talent go on camera for any type of interview unless they've authorized it. Now they've lost control of that mm-hmm. by allowing this.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.